Sanson.
What'd you say?
I said Burger Sanson.
Okay, well, Mom's saying weird words now.
Practicing weird words, because I have trouble with names.
Uneven My Mom Has a Podcast. Hi, I'm the recently painted Von Fry. Joining me is...
Mom, why are you the recently painted? Because you got your house painted?
Well, we got the house painted, but now we're painting a front door.
But you selected the color.
And we're trying to sneak in some podcasts between...
Coats
of paint, yeah. What color did we go with on the front door?
It's kind of a leather... Red, like a
leather terracotta thing. Yeah. It looked almost brick. It's from Sherwin-Williams, calls it bravado red.
It looks good. It looks real good.
Have you looked at it from outside?
No, I haven't. I need to go
outside. It does look more brick brown from out there behind that glass that we have in front. So
I think that's neat because like a lot of some of the neighbors have red doors. We did have a green door on like a beige house, but I think it's nice to have different colored doors in the neighborhood.
So what's new with you?
Not much. Just still recuperating from my knee replacement. I'm walking better.
I guess you don't want to talk about going to see that train then. Because you said not much, just recuperating from my knee. That's all.
Oh, that not
Get
much.
Get on to some other topic.
Sorry.
That's what you said.
So, no. We went to, your father and I took a little trip, our first trip since my knee surgery. And we went to Hays, Kansas, which is a cool town. It's a college town and it has about 20,000 people and it has a lot of neat restaurants and fun things to see. We went there because the Big Boy was traveling across the United States. And if you don't know what the Big Boy is, it's a giant steam engine, the largest steam engine ever built. And it was traveling across the United States because of the, what was this called?
250 Economy.
Years. No, the 250 years. Not bicentennial, you know, what were they calling it?
America 250 Tour, I don't know.
Okay, and its permanent home is in Wyoming, Cheyenne, Wyoming, so we almost got it. It was on its way home. And so it was in Hayesville, I think, for 3 days. And with a lot of people, we met people on our way back. We stopped at the Cozy Inn. And,
hold on, you met people on your way back?
Yeah, we met people there,
but
too.
That's, hold on, that's weird, because I specifically ordered you 50 stickers that say... Even My Mom Has a Podcast with your face blurred in the background so you wouldn't be embarrassed.
I think they were
And you
neat
were
stickers.
Supposed to hand these stickers out. Now you're saying you didn't meet anybody to hand them out to. But on the pod, you're saying you met people.
I did kind of just like, hi, how are you doing, da-da-da, that kind of thing. But I need to carry them in my purse. I'll start carrying my purse. And when I meet somebody, I'll say, hey, by the way, I have a podcast and give it to him, okay?
You're
I
not
promise.
Going to. You're yes. not... You act like those stickers were free, that running this podcast is free, all this stuff. But, I don't feel like it. Hey, you want your podcast Monday morning? No, it's supposed to be on Fridays.
Well, you better take me up when I offer. And anyway, in that trip, also, we went to the Sternberg Museum, which is in Hays. And it's a really cool museum. Lots of real dinosaur bones and real fossils, prehistoric fossils. And there's a famous fossil there. I don't know exactly what it's called, but it's a prehistoric a giant fish, and it swallowed another fish. And you can see all the bones from both of them that are fossils now. And they were able to get it all dug up, and it's in the museum. It's awesome.
Well, how can you be sure it swallowed another fish, and this other fish didn't bite into its belly and then, like,
crawl
camp
in there.
Inside, right?
Well, maybe they did
And
try
to pop it around the big one, you know, like some kind of Muppet on Sesame Street.
I don't know.
You can't be sure of that.
No, maybe it was
these,
born
these
that way.
These archaeologists make me so mad. Yeah, well, this one has feathers now. Now they have feathers. The look this fall is feathers. And then they do this, oh, well, look at this fingernail over here. This could be the biggest dinosaur of all time. It's like, well, you found a leg. No, we're calling it a toenail.
Oh.
We're going to say that's a toe. That's the pinky toe of the Gigantoramosaurus. That's what we're going to call
some
it.
Wild names.
They're always finding the biggest, most awesome dinosaur. They never find a basic, boring dinosaur.
Well, there's no dinosaur. It's boring.
They always act like they, well, but judging by this one thing we found, I guess this artist illustration says it's taller than a, you know, a skyscraper. So why not?
I mean,
right?
We're pretty tall.
They're always making this stuff up. The worst scientists, the worst. When they say trust the science, they weren't talking about these guys.
Oh, I think they have a neat job.
All right, let me show you something I got.
What'd you get?
It's a new controller for Switch 2. That is
the Nintendo GameCube.
So the Nintendo GameCube came out 2001.
Yep.
And no, you did not know that. Why'd you say yep?
Because I'm just going, yeah.
All right, don't scratch it up with your long claws, okay?
I don't have long claws.
I'm looking at them.
Okay, sorry.
So, the GameCube came out 2001, and they put some GameCube games on the Switch 2.
Uh-huh.
And you need a controller like this to really get the experience, because see this shoulder pad up here? That presses down.
What does that do?
Pressure sensitive.
Okay.
There is a new, to me, Mario game from 2002.
You never played it before?
That I never played, that's coming out August 13th. And I'm going to play it when we get back from seeing Oma.
Okay.
She's turning 91 that day, right?
Yeah.
And it's called Super Mario Sunshine. And he has to go to a resort and clean it with a pressure hose.
Oh.
And you need those pressure things there that you don't have on the new controllers.
Yeah. I like those. That fits my finger well.
It's really cute and fits your hand really nice, doesn't it?
This fits my hand real, because I have little hands.
Well, yeah, me too.
This is really awesome. I think I can play that one.
That is the Nintendo GameCube controller for Nintendo Switch Online.
That's neat. Are you going to let me play it?
It plays wireless. No, you're not going to play it.
Please?
And yeah, I haven't gotten to use it yet, but it seems pretty cool.
Neat.
All right, so how about we get into the news?
What's happening? I haven't heard any news today.
You haven't heard any news? You haven't heard the news today?
Nope. I slept in.
All right. Should I start with the big news today or work up to it?
Oh, big news.
Let's not. Okay. So Conor McGregor is now blaming dry ice fog machine that made the floor slippery that caused him to blow out his knee during his match. He wants it to be ruled a no contest. Don't you think that people that bet on this have already received their money?
Oh, I'm sure they have.
So there's the idea is that there's all this fog around there.
Well, that could have made the floor slippery, but I don't know if that would affect blowing your knee
out. It looked like his knee was about to buckle before he walked in there.
That's a shame.
Is what people are indicating. So we also have fire cloud in Europe. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, fire tornadoes.
This sounds awesome.
Your father and I have seen a fire tornado. We saw one come back home from Oklahoma one time.
They're calling this a fire cloud. I guess there's really hot air in the cloud and it could catch things on fire.
Oh man, that looks scary.
That'd be awesome.
They'd make a movie about that. Yeah, a fire cloud.
Okay, like people don't die in fun ways anymore, right? Like
there's some kind of sad way.
Have you heard of anyone dying from quicksand?
No, but it can happen.
I mean, wouldn't that make for a good story at least?
I think it's scary. You go fast. I mean, that would be a very scary, you know it's coming and you can't do anything about it. That'd be a scary death.
I don't know.
I do.
People have found ways to defeat it. You're supposed to lean forward.
But sometimes you can't defeat it. Sometimes you're supposed to like try to float or something, but you know.
You might float on your back a bit of a ways.
I don't think it works.
I think that we were overly scared by quicksand in cartoons and movies at a time, but no one actually runs into quicksand.
You could.
Hardly, right?
Yeah, you definitely shouldn't be hiking by yourself these days.
I think
a lady got killed by a mountain lion in Colorado.
Most examples I've seen of quicksand, it's not very sand-like. It's more like a bog.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't have stepped in there anyway, right? It's
well,
not
you hope
like
not.
You think it's sand and then, oh no, it's quicksand,
it's
right?
It's mud.
So Matt Damon is not on this poster for The Odyssey.
Who is that?
That is his...
Devil?
4'6" female stunt double.
Seriously?
Devin. They found a little gal with Matt Damon proportions, and they had her be in scenes for him to make other things look really tall.
She's 4'6"?
She's 4'6".
Let me see that.
So like your poster art doesn't actually have Matt Damon there.
Well, she's got some muscles. They
Matt Damon
some on
said
her.
She has like the strongest arms I've ever seen or something like that. So... Yeah, there's a way for
Dang.
Somebody that here they had a bunch of little people in the armor to run away from tall people.
Okay, but you know what? In this modern age, they don't need to do that. Can't they just do it all with?
They don't need to do that, but they do that anyway because that makes a story for you to read about in podcasts.
She definitely has some muscles.
If you're 4'6", you would have muscles because there's not a lot of room there to not have muscles. The muscle has to be somewhere, right?
It's the same in anybody. You'd have to work to get the muscle.
Okay. Well, we also have some interesting basketball news.
Okay.
How would you like to try out for the Detroit Pistons G League team?
What's a G League?
It's like minor league for NBA basketball.
Well, you should try. They let short white guys do
so
it.
So they have a team they call the Motor City Crews.
Oh.
And auditions were yesterday. $250 and you get to audition for the G
League
team.
Oh, they charge you to audition?
This is the... Why not?
Come on. For the experience.
Why not charge you... Why not charge people to be on a show now?
Oh, right? That'll work. Yeah, you want to be on out... What is it called?
You
wanna
be
Survivor?
On the, you want to be on the new Outlander? You got to pay money.
Yeah.
This is, hey, we've got a platform here. It's going to boost your career. You got to pay us.
Hey, yeah. Don't give them an idea.
I was just reading a thing about the redheaded gal whose parents, Ellie Kemper, her parents own Kansas City.
Right.
And she was only...
She's the Coles mom.
Right. She's the Coles mom. Okay. She was only supposed to be on The Office for 4 episodes. Clearly, her parents
Nepotism.
Bought her a role.
Yeah.
Why
money
why
could, buys roles.
They'll do this eventually. Like, yeah. Hey, you got to pay us to be in the NBA because of all the money you could make in endorsements.
Oh, we're not even going to pay you to be in the NBA.
That's about the way things could work.
College sports might get like that.
Well, that'd be the opposite. College sports would have to go back to the way it was, right?
Yeah.
One more news story. This is the big news today. This is interesting.
News
right?
today.
Grand Theft Auto 6's third trailer... Purportedly, we're likely going to actually see gameplay footage this time, is going to come out on August 27th on Netflix.
Oh, it's, why Netflix?
It is as if YouTube lost the bidding rights for the trailer for the video game. No one's ever put a video game trailer, or a trailer for that matter, premiered on Netflix. It's going to be on Netflix at like 3 p.m., I think 2 p.m. our time, and then... 5 p.m. our time, they're going to upload it to their YouTube channel.
They need to make sure that's when school's out.
It seems that this, well, that's kind of what they're looking at there almost.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what they need to do. Because
Eastern time, 3 p.m. though. So it is going to be before school's comes out. But yeah. I mean, that's kind of genius. Hey, Netflix, how much you want to pay us to show a clip from our upcoming video game? It's going to be a big deal for you. We want to see some money here. Right?
Yeah, so there's pay-per-view.
Surely Netflix paid them some money to put this on there. It's going to draw some eyes their way. So people are really excited about that. But I think, you know, that marketing-wise, they're making money for the game before they've made the game. Right?
I think that's pretty cool.
All right, so.
So how much is that game going to cost? You probably can't even buy it. You have to download it, don't you?
You can't buy it. If you buy the box, it's a code in box. You open the box and it says, enter this code on the Xbox.
Oh.
I've already got the game for free because of Fetch Rewards.
Okay, good.
And I'll put a link for my Fetch referral stuff in the description if anybody wants to get Fetch. I've got quite a good amount of free stuff on there.
Yeah.
And so I got free Grand Theft Auto 6. And you guys can get stuff too. You buy items that have a special with the points, and then you redeem them for like Xbox gift card or whatever you want to do.
That Fetch is pretty cool.
All right, so I want to play a game called...
What year?
Now, you know the rules. Okay. This is the new modified 2026 version. It's not a classic. What are the rules?
What year? Okay, this is the music, right?
Yes.
Okay, it's what year it came out or hit number one? What do we want to say?
How would you describe this game to somebody?
Okay. If I have to listen to, I think it's 5 songs, and I have to tell them what year it came out, and I get one
year
before.
What year it came out? What year they all came out?
They all the songs came out. It's the same year, but I have 1 year leeway before or after, because sometimes it takes a year for them to get popular.
Fine. Okay.
That's mom's rules.
All right. So here we go. All right. First up.
This is hard.
You know this song?
I don't recognize it right away.
This group is a one-hit wonder of sorts, okay?
Friday night,
I just got back. I have my eyes shut. Was dreaming about the past. What do you think of it?
It's a good song. Play air guitar.
Well, when you play Acre Guitar, you probably shouldn't hit the table where your mic is. Don't.
You're fun to mess with.
You hadn't heard this?
No. I think I have heard this song.
No, I don't think you have.
How far would a million miles be? That's far. Outer space?
Yeah, maybe so.
Okay.
All right. Just in the nick of time, here comes the next one. Not a lot of air guitar to play in this one.
Oh. It's electronic stuff. I don't like electronic music.
At all?
Not really. It's not my thing.
You don't like this one?
Not really. I really don't like the electronic Christmas music. Oh, gross.
Electronic Christmas music?
I don't like...
The Mannheim Steamroller.
Oh, that is not my cup of tea.
Wait, isn't there another one called, like, Trans-Siberian Railroad?
Yeah.
Are they not the same thing?
No.
Is that like Barnum and Bailey versus Five Rings or something?
Maybe.
Like, it's the same thing, right?
Yeah.
So
this is just not me.
You don't like this?
There's not a lot of things I don't like in this world.
All right, we're going to go on to the next song, okay? Song number three. This one has some guitar. I want to see this air guitar, okay? Do you know this song?
I like this song.
Do you know this song?
Yeah.
No, you don't. This is one of my favorite songs. Do you know the song?
I don't know.
You don't know. So now you said you like this song, but you don't know it.
I like it.
You know what band this is?
Who is it?
I'm not saying just yet. You'll find out. Had you heard this?
Yes, of course I know this song.
No. Well, then, why are you acting like you do? Or I don't think you do. Well, I guess you don't need to hear much more of it if you know the song. All right, next up. I think you'll recognize this next one, okay?
So who was that?
I'm not saying. Next up.
Rock your boys.
Okay, so you do know this one, huh?
Wow, yes. God, what year is this?
This is not the original version of this. I think this is one of the rare covers that exceeds the original, but still, we should stop covers, largely. All right, so you are familiar with that one, okay?
Yeah.
Next up, you might even know this one, too. Don't worry, there's some guitar. Here you go. Air guitar.
I do pretty good at that, and you aren't going to say it.
You're awful. I actually know the air guitar champion.
Oh.
There's a guy who was a movie critic of sorts in the Lawrence area, and he was the world air guitar champion.
Cool.
Do you know the song?
Yeah.
It played in the second episode of a show that you watched.
Don't fall in love.
All right, do you have a year in mind?
Yeah. I'm probably wrong.
All right, what are we looking at?
It's in a million. 1998,
huh? Okay. A Million Miles Away by the Plimsolls. Danger by the Flirts. Side note here. The Flirts, I've come up with a rule to identify if a band is good or not. Okay? You have to have three good songs.
Oh.
The Flirts are not actually a girl group or they're a music project. Like Milli Vanilli.
They put people together.
They constantly seem to have different gals, and they're not necessarily the singers, but they're kind of like the face of the group when they're on a show or something. Right. But collectively, the project has three good songs. Okay, that's the weird thing about that. Next up, Photograph by Def Leppard. That was the one you were asking who's that by.
Yeah, I couldn't figure who it was.
Come On, Feel the Noise, Quiet Riot. And finally, She's a Beauty by The Tubes.
I like all those songs.
You're saying 1998?
Yeah, that's not wrong.
The answer is 1983.
Yeah, the year I got married. I should have
known
that.
She's a Beauty played in the second episode of Miami Vice.
See, I should have known that.
I almost said the second episode of Miami Vice and blew that. You are wickedly, horribly way off there.
I know, but they were good songs. Good music, son.
All right, I'm sure you have something to bother
with. I have something to bother you with. What movie? I wrote it down today.
Oh, well, we're breaking new ground here.
I am a glass case of emotion.
Sounds like something Will Ferrell would say.
In what?
Elf?
Nope. How many guesses you get? Three?
I guess. Can I get a hint here? Is it Will Ferrell?
Yes. I said, yeah. In what movie?
And it's a movie.
It's a movie.
Well, I mean, I kind of was hoping for hints pertaining to the movie.
It's a movie.
Anchorman. She held her fist out of my mouth. Luckily, I was thinking, what other Will Ferrell movies are there over here?
Okay, and what character did he play?
Ron Burgundy.
What year?
2004.
Yep, you got it.
I don't remember him saying that. That was a nice pull there.
Good.
I mean, like if you said something like
hard.
He punted Baxter, yes. Or as I like to say from the show, milk was a bad choice. I think that's one of the lesser known quotes from it, but I like to say that.
Yeah, you say that. I've heard you say that before. Bye-bye now. Oh, that was pretty good. What do you think?
Yeah, that was all right.